This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A new battery factory in Weirton is working to move the product to its first customers.
We are laying the foundations, so we're pouring the foundations, we're running the conduits and that kind of thing on site right now. And we are building up the batteries that we will deliver to the site.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is provided by Hope Gas, committed to the growth and development of West Virginia to strengthen the community. Information at wvisforhope.com. Water services in Weirton will need to be significantly improved in the coming years. Chris Schultz has more.
On Friday, the Public Service Commission ordered the Weirton Area Water Board to take several steps to improve the water quality and service reliability of their system. The Water Board has 90 days to submit several action plans, including how it plans to replace the cast iron and galvanized steel piping in the water system over the next 5 years, resolve violations of Bureau for Public Health standards, and identify an alternate water supply. The order is the result of a 5-month investigation into the Water Board after prolonged water outages, low water pressure, and boil water advisories started in December 2024 and persisted through the winter. In response to the Commission's proposed recommendations, the Weirton Water Board said just 1.5% of its total customer base were affected by the winter outages, and emphasized that it was already taking steps to improve the system. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.
A bankruptcy sale hearing for a West Virginia coal operator will now take place on August 5th in Wilmington, Delaware. South Fork Coal filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in February. A hearing on the proposed sale of the company had been scheduled for last week. An array of conservation groups and the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection object to the sale. The groups say South Fork has amassed dozens of violations of the Clean Water Act and the Surface Mine Reclamation and Control Act. They've sued to stop the company from hauling coal and machinery over U.S. Forest Service roads in the Monongahela National Forest. They also say the road use permits South Fork now has are not transferable to a new owner. West Virginia's annual back-to-school sales tax holiday is coming up. Jack Walker has more details.
The annual initiative waives sales taxes for qualifying back-to-school purchases. This year, it runs from August 1 to August 4. During that window, most purchases of school items, clothing, technology, and sports equipment will not come with a state sales tax. There is no limit on how many items can be purchased without sales tax, so long as they fall below the eligible price for each item. Certain items sold to West Virginia shoppers by mail or internet may qualify for the sales tax exemption if bought and processed by retailers during the sales tax window. For more information on the sales tax holiday and qualifying purchases, visit our website at wvpublic.org. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker in Shepherdstown.
After its summer meeting in Morgantown over the weekend, the West Virginia Republican Party has a new chairman. Maria Young caught up with Josh Holstein to find out more about him and his vision for the party's future in West Virginia.
You know, first of all, congratulations. Are you pretty excited about this new position?
Oh, absolutely. It's such a wonderful opportunity, and I just feel humbled and honored to be able to serve the party and lead our party at such a young age.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
You know, how do you think this happened? Tell me a little bit about your background and experience and what you feel maybe helped your party to kind of rally behind you.
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up in the southern coal fields of West Virginia, lifelong Boone County, and come from a long line of West Virginia coal miners, and really just a typical West Virginia story. Working class parents, working class home, and as I became a teenager, I started getting involved in politics and volunteering for campaigns and making connections. And then when I was 18 years old, I filed to run for the House of Delegates and unseated an incumbent. We worked very, very hard. Unseated an incumbent and won election in 2020 and then subsequently won re-election in 22 and 24. So I've been in the House for three terms now, for 5.5 years. And I've been on the state executive committee for the West Virginia Republican Party for just under 6 years. So I've been involved as long as I've been able to, and I believe that I've proved myself to the folks that know me and my voters back at home as well.
So, you know, in a state like West Virginia that is so heavily Republican, there are some differences within the party, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about your platform.
So as chair of the Republican Party, it's my job to bring Republicans together and to support Republicans, Republican elected officials up and down the state. And that's irrespective of where we fall along, you know, the spectrum of ideology. But I do believe there's a lot more that brings us together as Republicans than divides us. We have a Republican Party platform that everyone on the right-leaning side of things can agree to. And we have a leader in President Trump, who was the first Republican nominee for president in over 20 years to win the popular vote. We have a leader in him that the American people are receptive to and the folks of West Virginia admire. And I think that's borne out in the election results that we've been seeing.
So can you be a little bit more specific about the mm-hmm. platform for the state of West Virginia? What do you envision? You talked about unifying, you know, a broad spectrum of folks across the party mm-hmm. platform. What's your vision for this party?
Sure, absolutely. My number one objective is to communicate better. So that's one of the things that I ran on and shared with the folks on the state executive committee when I spoke to them and asked for their vote. Is I believe as a young person who's also ran you know, several political races, I know how to communicate and I know how to get our message out there, and I feel that you know, we can do even better than what we are right now if we have someone at the helm that can communicate better. So and again, our platform is you know, we have 16 or 18 bullets of you know, priorities of what we stand behind. We believe in, you know, strong borders. We believe in lower taxes, less government regulation. We believe in life. We believe in educational choice. You know, we believe in standing up for our law enforcement. And, you know, just trying to provide a better way of life for working class folks across the country, and particularly here in West Virginia.
That was newly elected West Virginia Republican Party Chairman Josh Holstein talking with Maria Young. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:51. Areas of fog this morning, becoming partly sunny and humid today. Chance of rain and thunderstorms. Highs in the 80s and 90s. Afternoon heat warnings and advisories in northern, central, and southwestern West Virginia through Wednesday. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms in the south, lows in the 70s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid tomorrow with afternoon thunderstorms possible, highs in the 80s and 90s. Support for WVPB is provided by Hope Gas, providing information on how to know before you dig. 811 by phone or online at WV811.com. Form Energy opened its battery factory last year in Weirton. Curtis Tate spoke with Form co-founder and CEO Mateo Jaramillo about where the company's product will be installed first and how it fared in recent federal tax legislation.
Have you delivered any batteries yet?
The first project that we'll deliver is and has always been the project with Great River Energy, which is the one in Minnesota. It's the Generation Transmission Cooperative there in Minnesota. The site is in Cambridge, Minnesota. The site is being built out right now, so we have landed our first pieces of gear there. That's the sort of power electronics and the some of the common sort of ancillary systems. We are laying the foundations, so we're pouring the foundations, we're running the conduit and that kind of thing on site right now. And we are building up the batteries that we will deliver to the site over sort of the remainder of the summer, and we'll start later this summer with the deliveries there. That's a little behind than what we had been forecasting previously.
So you've had some bumps in the road.
Starting up a factory is challenging. And, you know, we have 800 parts of the bill of materials, and any one of them can trip you up from a specific timing standpoint. So we're working through very normal, solvable challenges, but ones that we have to work through. So we're just kind of working through that. And, you know, the lines are running. We're building up work in progress material in the meantime that will then, you know, all get put into the enclosures and shipped out. But we're a little bit behind. So we're working to sort of resolve all that as quickly as we can. And we still feel good about delivering those first projects or first batteries to the customer, that particular customer, this year. And then the bulk of the deliveries will start next year.
How did you fare under the recently passed budget bill? Did you keep the tax credits?
The ones that really matter for us are what are called the investment tax credit. That's for the projects that are deployed. And those are the credits that our customers would claim. So that's sort of a demand signal, if you will. And then on the other side of it is a manufacturing production tax credit. So for making batteries in the United States, there's a manufacturing production tax credit. And that's the one that we would claim. The provisions actually remain unchanged from the IRA through the OBBBA. So we're very pleased to see that the new Congress and the new administration is very supportive of battery manufacturing in the United States. And in particular, battery manufacturing that has no reliance on what are called foreign entities of concern.
Can you explain that?
And foreign batteries are 85% domestic content already, and have been for a long time. The 15% that's non-US comes predominantly from Europe and non-China Asia. So we had little to no and now no exposure to China anyway. So those are very manageable sort of provisions that got added on top of that, the requirements to be compliant with no FEOC materials in the system. So we feel actually pretty good about that.
Where does storage fit into the big picture?
Storage is becoming increasingly recognized as really a part of the suite of technologies that provides a lot of reliability to the electric system. And so storage in particular was carved out alongside with geothermal and nuclear as specifically qualifying for this investment tax credit for the demand side support, if you will. Precisely because it really drives a lot of reliability in the system. And so what are called maybe baseload technologies. So that being recognized is great. And, you know, we had a lot of direct engagement across the federal government, certainly with our representatives here in West Virginia, but even much more broadly than that.
So your concerns were heard then.
And it was a fairly easy story to tell that storage supports the electric grid in this moment of massive demand growth that we have. And increasing reliability challenges due to sort of weather volatility events, while keeping costs low, right? That's sort of the imperative for the electric system is that, you know, we need to be able to deliver cost-effective electricity to everybody reliably, and to everyone, frankly. Storage being recognized as a key technology to enable that going forward for the grid for the next 10 years is really important, and we're happy to see that legislation reflected.
How can storage support existing renewables?
So there's so much installed base of renewables already that part of what storage can do is increase the value of those existing assets. So roughly 800 gigawatts of installed renewable generation. 800, I should check my number on that one, but many hundreds of gigawatts being installed already and how to make sure that those are, you know, as utilized as possible, right? And additionally, I think that especially the solar industry will figure things out pretty quickly and be deployed at large volumes continuing going forward simply because it's very cost effective to bring that technology online and you can build it at scale very quickly.
What's the biggest challenge in the grid going forward?
You know, one of the imperatives here is to bring as much capacity online as quickly as possible. And some of the, let's call them the newer generation technologies, you know, the next generation of nuclear, for example, that won't come online for, you know, roughly a decade. Additionally, you know, there's a real supply crunch on gas turbines, for example, right now. And so, you know, solar is widely available. It can be deployed at scale. And I think that will drive it considerably going forward.
That was Mateo Jaramillo speaking with Curtis Tate about Form Energy's Weirton Battery Factory. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University and Marshall University School of Journalism and Mass Communications. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Maria Young, and Randy Yowie. Maria Young produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning. This is WVPB Charleston, WVBY Beckley, WVBL Bluefield, WVPW Buchanan, WVWV Huntington, WVEP Martinsburg, WVKM Matewan, WVPM Morgantown, WVPG Parkersburg, WVDS Petersburg, WVWS Webster Springs, WVNP Wheeling, and online at wvpublic.org. Areas of fog this morning, partly sunny and humid today. Chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs in the 80s and 90s. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.